Hey, everybody, and welcome back for another deep dive with Think and Act Locally. You know, today we're looking at something that I think is pretty important to a lot of us as we think about, you know, building a good future here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, and that's retirement. We're taking a look at Rich Dad's Prophecy by Robert Kiyosaki, and this book really kind of lays down some big challenges to how we think about planning for those golden years.
Yeah, you know, and what's really interesting about this book is that it doesn't just talk about Wall Street or big economic theories. Kiyosaki really brings it all home and connects these global trends to the everyday lives of people right here. You know, our friends, our neighbors, our families right here in our community.
So let's jump into it. Kiyosaki really starts off with this idea of a ticking time bomb in our retirement system. And he points the finger at this law called ERISA enacted way back in 1974. Now, I'll admit, when I first heard about ERISA, I was like, ERISA, what's that? What does that even have to do with me? But as I read through this book, I started to realize this is where it gets really personal.
Yeah, ERISA really changed how we do retirement planning. You know, before ERISA, a lot of people, they relied on pensions, those defined benefit plans where your employer basically took care of everything. But ERISA shifted that responsibility to us, the employees, with 401ks and other defined contribution plans.
So instead of our employers promising us a certain amount of money every month when we retire, we're now responsible for investing our own money and just kind of hoping for the best.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And Kiyosaki argues that this whole shift has a big flaw. And that flaw is connected to that whole ticking time bomb idea. You see, ERISA says that we have to start taking money out of our retirement accounts when we hit 70 and a half years old.
Okay, but what's the big deal with that? I mean, people need to be able to use their money when they retire, right?
Sure, but imagine this. You've got this whole generation of baby boomers, millions of people all turning 70 and a half around the same time. And they're all required to start selling their investments. Kiyosaki's theory is that this massive sell-off could end up triggering a stock market crash, and that could wipe out a huge chunk of people's retirement savings.
Man, okay. That started to sound a lot like a time bomb. But, I mean, how would that even affect people here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena? It's not just a Wall Street problem, is it?
Not at all. Think about it. What about your neighbors, your friends, your family who are getting ready to retire? What happens if their savings suddenly lose a ton of value? That could really affect our whole local economy. Housing prices could go down. People might not spend as much at local businesses. Even property taxes that pay for our schools and city services could take a hit.
Wow. You know, I really hadn't thought about it like that. So this whole ERISA thing isn't just some legal mumbo jumbo. It could really have a big impact on all of us here in Southeast Houston.
Exactly. And you know, ERISA is only one piece of the puzzle. Kiyosaki is saying that we're actually facing a perfect storm of different factors that could create a huge financial crisis.
A perfect storm. I'm listening. What else is he talking about?
Well, first, you've got all these baby boomers retiring all at once, like we talked about. But on top of that, healthcare costs are going through the roof.
Right.
And we're seeing all this tension and terrorism happening around the world. Plus, there are some massive shifts happening in the global economy.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, well, Kiyosaki talks about China becoming a major economic superpower. And he wonders if the U.S. can stay on top in this new global landscape. He also talks about how Japan's economy might decline and how that could really shake up the world's financial systems.
So he's basically saying there's a lot of instability and uncertainty, you know, both here at home and in the rest of the world. And all of that combined with this ERISA situation could really spell disaster.
Right. And here's where his message really hits home for us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. He's asking us, are you really prepared for this? Do you have a plan to make it through all this?
Yeah, and that's a good question to ask, especially for those of us who are depending on 401ks and things like that, where our retirement is tied to the stock market.
Yeah.
If Kiyosaki's right, things could get pretty rough.
Oh, absolutely. And one of Kiyosaki's main points is that most people just aren't ready to deal with this kind of financial trouble. He says that not knowing enough about money makes people really vulnerable to the ups and downs of the market and to bad advice.
He even tells this story in the book about a 70-year-old investor who lost a ton of money because he blindly followed his financial planner's recommendations. It's pretty scary stuff.
It really is. It makes you wonder, are people in our community ready to make smart decisions about their investments? Do they understand the risks involved? Do they even know where to go to get the information and help they need to protect their money?
Those are some big questions. And this is where I think the whole Think and Act Locally mission comes in.
Yeah.
We're all about helping people in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena take control of their lives and their community. And understanding money is a huge part of that.
It really is. You know, if we want to build a stronger community that can handle whatever comes our way, we have to make sure that people know how to manage their finances.
Exactly. So let's look at some of the solutions Kiyosaki talks about. What does he recommend people do to prepare for this potential financial storm? What can we do right now to protect ourselves?
Well, one of his big messages is that we need to change how we think about security. We can't just depend on a steady job. He uses this idea of a chicken coop to represent that old way of thinking.
The chicken coop. Okay, tell me more about that.
Basically, he's saying that if you only depend on your job for financial security, you're like a chicken stuck in a coop. You need someone else to feed you and keep you safe. And if something happens to that coop, you're in big trouble.
So he's saying we need to break out of the coop. But how do we do that? What are our options?
Kiyosaki's a big fan of starting businesses and investing. He thinks that having things that make money outside of a regular job is super important for being financially secure, especially when the economy is unpredictable.
So instead of just getting a paycheck, we should be thinking about having multiple ways to make money, maybe even starting our own businesses.
Right. And that's where thinking locally is so important. What kind of businesses could really take off in our community? What are the needs that people have that local entrepreneurs could meet?
That's a great point. We have so many creative and ambitious people here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. Maybe this economic shift Kiyosaki is talking about could actually create some great opportunities for new businesses to start and grow.
It's definitely possible. You know, Kiyosaki sees these economic crises as a chance for new ideas and innovation. Sometimes you need to shake things up to make room for new and better ways of doing things.
So instead of just being afraid of a potential crash, maybe we should also be thinking about how to take advantage of the opportunities it might create.
Exactly. It's about being proactive, taking control of your finances, and using what you know to handle whatever changes come your way.
All right, so we've talked about the dangers of a market crash, the need to know about finances and changing our mindset from employee to investor and entrepreneur. But Kiyosaki doesn't just leave us with warnings, right? He gives us some concrete advice on how to build what he calls our financial arc. So let's talk about that next. What are some of his key recommendations?
Well, he really lays out a whole plan for building financial strength. And it all starts with changing how we think. We need to stop thinking like employees and start thinking like investors and entrepreneurs. We need to take charge of our own financial futures.
So how do we actually do that? What are some real things we can do?
Kiyosaki talks about four levels of investing, from small deals all the way to going public. But I think what matters most for us is what he says about starting small and learning about money step by step.
So even if we're not ready to buy real estate or start a business tomorrow, there are still things we can do today to move in the right direction.
For sure. It's all about taking those first steps, like reading a book about personal finance, going to a workshop, or finding someone who can mentor you and show you the ropes.
And this is where thinking locally is so important.
Yeah.
What kind of resources do we have here in our community that can help people develop these skills? Are there any workshops on investing? Are there groups that offer financial coaching?
Those are great questions and something we should definitely look into more, because at the end of the day, knowledge is power. The more we know about money, the better we'll be at making smart choices and building a secure financial future for ourselves and our families.
Absolutely. And that's why we're so passionate about connecting people in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena with the information and resources they need to thrive. If you're finding this deep dive helpful and you want to support our mission of empowering our community, we encourage you to visit our website, thingandactlocally.com/donate. You'll find a link in the show notes.
Every little bit helps us keep providing these deep dives and other great content for our listeners here in Southeast Houston.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Okay. So in this first part of our deep dive into Rich Dad's Prophecy, we talked about the risks of a market crash caused by ERISA and other factors, and how important it is to understand finances and shift our thinking from employee to investor and entrepreneur. But Kiyosaki doesn't just leave us with warnings. He gives us a plan for building financial strength and creating a better future, even when things are uncertain. So stay tuned for part two of this deep dive, where we'll dig deeper into Kiyosaki's advice on building your financial arc and explore specific steps you can take right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena to secure your financial future.
You know, picking up where we left off, Kiyosaki really stresses that building this financial arc isn't just about getting through tough times. It's about being in a good spot to do well in the new economy that comes afterward.
Oh, that's interesting. So he's not just all doom and gloom. He thinks there's potential for growth and opportunity even when things are chaotic.
Yeah, exactly. He believes that when the economy goes through a crisis, it makes us rethink old ideas and come up with new solutions. And those solutions can lead to amazing innovations and progress.
Okay, so I'm starting to see that Kiyosaki's not your average financial guy. He's not just saying diversify your portfolio or pick the right stocks. He's talking about a much bigger shift in how we think about building wealth.
That's right. He really challenges the traditional thinking of relying on retirement accounts and the stock market, especially with this potential for a big crash looming.
So what does he suggest we do instead? What are some specific things he thinks people should be focusing on?
Well, one of his big recommendations is real estate. He sees it as a solid investment, something you can actually touch and feel that can generate cash flow and go up in value over time.
Yeah, that makes sense. Real estate is something real, not just numbers on a screen. But how realistic is that for everyday people in Deer Park, La Porte, or Pasadena? Real estate could be pretty expensive and complicated.
That's true. But Kiyosaki emphasizes that you don't have to start big. You can begin by just learning about the local market, understanding the basics of real estate investing, and maybe even starting with a small rental property.
And that's where thinking and acting locally really comes into play. Knowing your community and understanding the housing market here, those are big advantages for real estate investing.
Definitely. It's about using what you know about your area and who you know to find opportunities that someone from outside wouldn't even see.
And let's not forget Kiyosaki's other big piece of advice, entrepreneurship. He's all about starting businesses as a way to create financial security and build wealth.
Right. And again, that local focus is key. What kind of businesses would do well in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena? What needs do we have in our community that local entrepreneurs could fill?
It's such a good point. Instead of just worrying about Wall Street, we can focus on building a strong local economy right here in Southeast Houston.
Exactly. It's about creating opportunities and building wealth within our community instead of depending on things outside of our control.
And, you know, there are already so many great examples of this happening around here. Mm-hmm. We've got small businesses popping up everywhere, people creating new products and services, and a real sense of community support for local entrepreneurs.
It's really inspiring.
Yeah.
And I think it shows the resilience and creativity of the people here.
Kiyosaki says something interesting about how economic crises often spark innovation. It's like clearing out the deadwood to make room for new growth.
I like that analogy. And it makes me wonder, what if this economic shift that Kiyosaki's predicting actually brings a ton of new opportunities for small businesses in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena? Maybe it'll be a time for creativity to explode with people coming up with new and better ways to serve their community.
I love that perspective.
Yeah.
It's about seeing the potential even when things are uncertain and recognizing that even hard times can lead to positive changes. But how do we get ready to take advantage of those opportunities? What can we do right now to prepare?
Well, I think one of the most important things is to stay informed, keep learning, keep asking questions, and stay connected to what's going on in your community.
So basically, keep listening to Think and Act Locally.
Exactly. We're here to give you the information and insights you need to make good decisions about your life and your community.
And we're always looking for ways to connect our listeners with local resources and opportunities. We want to be that bridge between the big ideas and the practical actions you can take right here in Southeast Houston.
For sure. And I think Kiyosaki would agree that having the right information and the right support network is key to success. He talks a lot about finding mentors and advisors who can guide you.
Yeah, that's really valuable advice. It's not about doing it all by yourself. It's about building a team of people. You trust people who can give you good advice and help you make smart choices.
And those people are often right here in our community. Think about the local business owners, the financial advisors, the community leaders who are already doing amazing things in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena. They know so much, and they're often happy to help others succeed.
I'm thinking about someone like Name of Local Business Owner, who embodies Kiyosaki's principles, who I met at a Think and Act Locally event recently. She started her business from nothing and built it into something incredible that's creating jobs and supporting our local economy. She's a perfect example of what can happen when you combine that entrepreneurial spirit with local knowledge and a strong support network.
That's a great example. And it brings up another point that Kiyosaki makes about the power of community. He says that we're not in this alone. We can do so much more when we work together, share ideas, and support each other.
So it's not just about individual success. It's about creating a more prosperous and resilient community for everyone.
Exactly. It's about understanding that how well we do individually is connected to how well our community is doing. When our community thrives, we all thrive.
That's such an important message, and it's something we really try to emphasize here on Think and Act Locally. It's not just about looking out for yourself, it's building a better future for everyone in our community.
And I think that's why Kiyosaki's message is so relevant for our listeners in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena. He's not just talking about making money. He's talking about creating a fairer and more sustainable world.
And he's challenging us to think about how we can be part of that change, starting right here in our own backyard. So let's shift gears a bit and talk about some specific things people can do to prepare for this potential financial shift and build their own financial arcs. What are some practical steps our listeners can take today to start moving in the right direction?
One of the first things is to take a good look at your current finances. Look at your income, your expenses, your assets, and your debts. Get a clear understanding of where you stand financially.
Okay, so get organized and figure out your starting point. But then what are some concrete actions people can take to improve their financial situation?
One of the most important things is to start building an emergency fund. Kiyosaki recommends having at least 6 months' worth of living expenses saved up in case you lose your job, have unexpected medical bills, or other things come up.
That makes a lot of sense. Having that safety net can really reduce stress and give you more options to make decisions that are best for you. But what about investing? Where should people start if they want to build long-term wealth?
Kiyosaki is a big fan of diversifying your investments. Don't put all your money in one place. Look into different asset classes like real estate, precious metals, and even cryptocurrencies.
Cryptocurrencies, that's a hot topic.
Yeah.
What does Kiyosaki think about that?
He sees cryptocurrencies as a way to protect yourself against inflation and be part of the new digital economy. But he also warns that it's a risky market and investors should be careful.
So do your research, understand the risks, and don't invest more than you can afford to lose? That's good advice for any type of investment, really. But what about people who are just starting out? Maybe they don't have a lot of money to invest. What are some options for them?
One option is to start small with index funds. They're a low-cost way to invest in a mix of different stocks.
Yeah, that's a good one. And it's important to remember that investing isn't just for rich people. You don't have to be a millionaire to get started. Even small, regular contributions can really add up over time.
Absolutely. And there are resources to help people learn about investing, even if they've never done it before.
And that's where our Think and Act Locally resources come in. We've got a whole section on our website about financial literacy with links to local workshops, financial advisors, and other resources. We're also putting together a directory of local mentors who are willing to share their expertise with others in the community.
That's amazing. It's all about connecting people with the knowledge and support they need to succeed.
You know, another part of building a financial arc is protecting what you've already got. Kiyosaki talks about how important it is to understand basic legal and financial things like wills, trusts, and insurance.
That's so true. It's about making sure that you and your family are protected if something unexpected happens.
And again, there are local resources to help people with these things. You don't have to figure out the legal and financial world all on your own.
Right. There are attorneys, financial advisors, and other professionals right here in our community who can help.
Okay, so we've covered a lot in this part of our deep dive. We've talked about specific things people can do to build their financial arc, from creating an emergency fund to diversifying their investments to protecting what they own. But I think the main takeaway is that it's all about taking action, even small steps, and connecting with the resources and support that are available right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Definitely. It's about empowering ourselves with knowledge, building a strong support network, and taking control of our financial futures.
And remember, you don't have to do this alone. Think and Act Locally is here to support you every step of the way. As we wrap up this deep dive into Rich Dad's prophecy, you know, I'm really struck by how Kiyosaki manages to balance a sense of urgency with, you know, like a message of hope. Yeah. He's not shying away from the potential problems, but he's also not, you know, freaking us out and leaving us paralyzed by fear.
Absolutely. It's like you said, he calls it a gloom and boom book, and there's a reason for that. He sees some tough times ahead, but he also thinks it could lead to a whole new, better financial world.
Yeah, it's like that saying, every crisis is an opportunity. Maybe this crash could be what we need to kind of hit the reset button and rebuild our financial system so it works better for everyone.
And I think that's where the whole think and act locally idea is so important. You know, we have a chance to shape what happens in our community to build a local economy that's strong enough not only to survive, but to thrive even when things change.
Right. So instead of just worrying about Wall Street, we can focus on what we can do here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena to build a better future.
Exactly. We can support local businesses, invest in real estate here, start new businesses that our community needs, become more financially savvy, and help our neighbors do the same. It's about taking control of our own money and working together to create a better future for everyone.
We can build a financial arc that's not just about each of us surviving, but about the whole community becoming more resilient and successful together.
I love that. That's a great way to put it. It reminds us that we're all in this together, and when we work together, we can do so much more than we could on our own.
And I think that's really the heart of Kiyosaki's message. He's warning us about the risks, but he's also giving us the power to do something about it, to create a better future for ourselves and our communities.
And for anyone listening who wants to get involved and make a difference right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, check out the Think and Act Locally website. It's full of resources, and it's a great way to connect with other people in our community who are on this journey with you.
That's right. We're all in this together. And by supporting each other, learning from each other, and working together, we can not only make it through the tough times, but create a brighter future for ourselves and for generations to come. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Rich Dad's Prophecy. We hope it's got you thinking about how you can think and act locally to build a more resilient and prosperous future for our community.